Blog Talk Radio.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty. Put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. He said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. America lives. America.
Suggested.
Yo, 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 yo. What's happening? Hey, welcome. Welcome to the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. And I'm here with my co-host, Chris Bikerson. And our other co-host hasn't made it on yet because he just got done driving truck. And producer, she is missing in action as well, but she'll be back on, or she'll be on here shortly. But anyway, I'm your host, Jeremy Johnson, and I'm here with Chris. Chris, how the hell are you doing tonight, brother?
You know, I'm just amazed that I made it into this parking lot without crashing, since apparently I'm just so likely to get into a crash, according to the latest study from the American Journal of Medicine.
Let's go right into that. What did the American Journal of Medicine go ahead and say?
Well, you know, they were reporting on a Canadian study, but out of, I believe it was 16,000 people they sampled, the conclusion that they arrived at was that if you are unvaccinated, you are up to 72% more likely to end up in a serious car crash, according to their data.
Ain't that interesting? Yeah, and I'm probably more – I bet because I'm unvaccinated, I'm 75% – I'm 75% more likely to get pregnant as a man because I'm unvaccinated. I'm almost positive, which is – I'm going to touch base on that because right before we went on air, I just tweeted out that I'm Mark safe from being pregnant today. And you asked right before we went on air, what the hell does that mean? What is there a reference? Or I'm just one of those guys that like to be, I don't know, just tweet something out that just riles up the far left liberals because they're so freaking ridiculous and they're a bunch of hypocrites. So, you know, they've been pushing this bullshit agenda down our throat for some time now. The White House looks like a fucking three-ring circus. And I'm just tired. I'm tired of it. And so any chance I have, I take a little shot, so to speak, to say, you know what, I'm not buying into the bullshit you're selling. So I tweeted that out that I'm Mark safe from being pregnant today because, they swear up and down. Now men can get pregnant. Well, you can call any girl a man, and yes, that girl's going to get pregnant, but she's still got woman parts, and she is going to get pregnant. I don't give a fuck if you call her Tom, Bob, or George. She's still a woman. That's the only way you get by with a man can get pregnant. So stick it up your ass. Yeah, I'm on fire tonight already. Holy shit.
Now, wait a minute. If you stick it up your ass, can a man get pregnant in that situation? I don't know. I thought I understood science, but apparently I don't follow it.
No, you got to follow the science, man, and that's what they keep on telling us. So, according to their science, men can get pregnant. Well, I mark myself safe from getting pregnant today. Well, first of all, you have to have sex to have, you know, to get pregnant, by the way, and that's a no-go for me out here on the road. So, yeah, good times. Anyway, I was telling Chris earlier, I said, I just got off my 12-hour ban on Twitter. I've been banned off of TikTok 10 times. I've been banned off of Facebook twice, and now Twitter is starting in. And you know what? Here's why I got banned off of Twitter for 12 hours. The lying President Joe Biden tweeted out some tweet claiming responsibility for people having more money in their pockets because gas prices are going down. But every time gas prices goes up, the president doesn't control the gas prices. Anyway, he's a gaslighter. He's a professional gaslighter, the whole administration is. So I tweeted underneath his post. I said, I really hope that you get explosive diarrhea and you cannot make it to the bathroom. And then I put, oh, wait, never mind, because he already has shit in his pants. Well, apparently Twitter didn't like that. So they put me on a 12-hour read-only ban where I could only read tweets. I couldn't like them. I couldn't follow anybody back. Couldn't retweet. I was locked down.
You had 12 hours to reflect upon your actions and feel shame. Do you feel like you've been properly rehabilitated in 12 hours?
Yes. The answer is yes. Yes, I am rehabilitated. I was rehabilitated until I tweeted out that I'm Mark safe from being pregnant today. that rehabilitation lasted exactly 10 hours.
I was having a little bit too much fun last night myself kind of scrolling over some of these Elon Musk stories. And I made a discovery. The lefties, they don't like it when you call them left-wing extremist domestic terrorists supporting hate speech, you know, when they support using an app to create violence against someone they don't like. So,
we were talking about that. I want you, because you know more about it than I do. I heard about it through passing, and it's a very interesting topic. But the floor is yours, Chris. Let's just go there. The floor is yours.
Well, you know, of course, we're going to get into the Twitter files and all the corruption and lies and stuff that, that have been exposed in the last couple of weeks there. But, you know, in the mainstream media circles, of course, the big news is not the biggest political scandal since Watergate. Instead, the big news has been interior decorating at the Twitter headquarters. And, you know, their heads are exploding because some offices were converted into, like, bedrooms, right? And then that was only taken over by the fact that there was an account on Twitter. It's been there from previous to Elon taking ownership of it. And it was called Elon Jet. And so there was a user. He was a young kid, 19, when he put this together. He actually made a bot account that would take the tail number of his private jet, and it would pull data from a website that's open to the public called FlightAware Flight Tracker. And he put the private jet tail number in there, and he had programmed this bot to give real-time updates on Twitter constantly showing the whereabouts of Elon Musk's private jet, okay? And apparently somewhere along the line, prior to taking power over Twitter, Elon had even commented that he was so pro-free speech that he would even allow the Elon Jet account to stand. And so what happened recently after, of course, as you're aware, since the Twitter files have been dropping, Elon and his family have been getting all kinds of death threats, right? And so there was an incident that happened, and I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. And following that incident, citing personal safety and security, he actually suspended the account for Elon Jet that was giving the updates of his whereabouts. As soon as that account got suspended, media picked up on it, blasted out the headlines that he is backtracking on his promises of free speech. This is the smoking gun. You know, he's just a hypocrite and all that stuff. Absolutely no mention in most of these articles, decision to suspend that account. And also the fact that they're not talking about, he actually did reinstate that account today. However, he placed a restriction on it that it could not give real-time tracking information, that it had to be delayed 24 hours. But the incident in question was that his son was on that jet, and I believe it was Los Angeles, flew off to Los Angeles. He got into a waiting car, and they discovered that they were being followed. And the person driving the car that was following them was wearing typical Antifa attire, you know, all black clothing, face covered, all that stuff, looked like a young, skinny punk. And eventually the person went from following this car to actually blocking it in so that it couldn't get out, and even got out and jumped up on the hood of the car that Elon's son was in. Elon himself was not in there. And this was the reason he cited as, okay, with all the death threats and now people actually stalking, you know, and threatening me, my family. But then he also pointed out, it's not just him that uses that jet. It's not just his family that uses that jet. There are other business partners, et cetera, that make use of that jet as well. And now we're getting all these crazies out there that are using this real-time tracker information to actually try to track him down. You know, this guy jumped on the hood of the car thinking that Elon was in there, even though he wasn't. So obviously Elon is upset, doesn't like the fact that people around him are finding themselves in, you know, potentially violent confrontations and you know, having their cars blocked in and stuff because of this. So I think, of course, it's more than reasonable what he did with shutting that down and then instituting a delay. And, of course, the big argument everybody's saying, oh, well, that's publicly available information. Well, yeah, King Elon Musk, and you have the tail number of his private jet, it's publicly available information. But most people don't have that. But anybody can just go on Twitter and follow Elon Jet to get real-time tracking. And obviously that's posing a security risk, you know. But typical of the left, absolutely no care or concern for the stalking, you know, confronting, blocking the car in of one of his family members. It's just, well, you know, domestic terrorism in its finest is my, you know, conclusion on that. I don't know what do you think? What does the audience think? I'd like to hear from the audience on this.
Yeah, no, it's the hypocrisy from the far left liberal crowd. And I associate them with the Antifa and the BLM, and everybody's like, "Oh, you call the BLM? You're a racist. You're misogynist." I mean, they call me every fucking name in a book, but they don't do any research on who these organizations are and what they're about. We've talked numerous times about BLM. We've talked about the fact that Susan Rosenberg actually bombed our Capitol in the early '80s, was convicted for it, sentenced to 58 years, and her sentence was commuted by Bill Clinton on the last day of office of his presidency. She went on to be the vice chair for Thousand Currents. Thousand Currents was actually the head of the financing that distributed the donations for some Democratic parties and Black Lives Matter. Not Democratic parties, but Democrat organizations. And Black Lives Matter was one of them. Yeah, and even Kamala Harris, she's actually calling in. Whoa.
Oh.
I mean, it happens every once in a while. We have somebody that you all know as, she's calling in. Hold on, let me bring her on, okay? One second. Apparently she's doing what she does best, sleeping her way to the top. Sleeping her way to the top.
Hey, can I say something about BLM?
Well, we'll just move on without her. You know, that's the way it's going to be. Daryl's here. I hear Daryl. Yep, Daryl. Welcome to
I'm
the
here.
Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. Finally. This lateness is not accepted by the... No, I'm just kidding.
I'm on black man time. I'm always on time. Listen to this.
I mean, even the crowd, the audience is laughing at that.
Hey,
Daryl.
I'm going to jump up. Yeah.
I got a question for you. Yeah, can you hear me?
I got an answer.
Okay. All right, ready? This is, how do you make a black man run?
You stupid. How? You retarded. You are so retarded. Okay, I wasn't expecting that one. All right, you got me. I was not expecting that.
We actually got a rating for that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Somebody just flushed the toilet on me.
Fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
No.
Holy shit. Daryl, how the hell are you doing tonight? How you
doing,
my brother?
All right, matter of fact, if you don't, believe it or not, Sean, he's right here with me. We're having to be loading up in the same place, going to deliver in the same place. What a coincidence. But other than that, man, you know what? I'm doing good, trying to avoid these road closures and stuff. And I'm blessed.
I'm blessed
to be here with y'all.
Yeah, I pulled over, too. The roads were getting shitty here down here in Iowa. And I'm like, I'm supposed to be at my appointment up in Minnesota by 7 a.m. That ain't happening.
That ain't going to happen.
But, here's another one that may sound familiar to some of you.
Run!
Who are the assholes on this radio show tonight?
know. Wait, I want to say something about BLM, because in that way they can't turn around and say, well, you're doing this because you're white. So you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here's my thing, folks, and I'm just going to put it out there. All you folks that gave money, black folks, white folks, and everything, you was hoodwinked. Because BLM, they're nothing for themselves. They had never been, they're nothing but patsies for the Democratic Party. All right, now I know people, you got black folks, you know, oh, wait a minute, you can't say that. And white folks saying, oh, you can't say, yeah, I can say that. You know, I'm a black man, and I'm telling you that. BLM hasn't done a damn thing for anyone. They took their money, and what they did with their money, guess what they got? They got real estate. And are they going around to black folks saying, hey, let me teach you how to get real estate? No, they're not. They're doing all this perverted stuff, which has been found out. Sooner or later, their butts are going to be in court. And they just took their money and have fun with it. And then on top of that, they're making chapters. But you know the chapters, they're paying them money. So they're continuously making money. And I could have sworn, BLM, they were saying that we don't like corporations. What are they right now? They're a corporation.
Yeah.
So, folks, quit giving money to BLM and Antifa. Antifa, they're not – I can't say what I want to say. Antifa, they're nothing but a bunch of cowards. Y'all heard me. I said it. Y'all a bunch of cowards. A bunch of y'all that run around with motorcycle helmets on so nobody can see your little butts, and you want to go ahead and jump somebody that's by themselves, but you won't jump a group of people, especially some men that will turn around and whoop the daylight out of you and take your helmets and probably take your – take your little manhood, too, what you have left of it. So people like that, you're none but a bunch of freaking cowards. You need to just go away.
Well,
that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get in trouble.
I'll tell you what.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Oh, my
God. Every time I get confronted by Antifa, dude, that is exactly what I think.
You
got to
look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Every time. I'm like, you little pencil neck geek. They're really good at intimidation. Let me just put it that way. Me and Chris and numerous other people, we received death threats for months and months and months after the People's Convoy. And they went as far as to take a picture of my license plate on my Cadillac Escalade and send it to me and ask me how the hotel was that I was staying at. And
I was going to pay the bill.
I always texted back, fuck you, or I'd text them back a picture of me giving them the middle finger. They're nothing but they're just little weasel dicks is all they are, and they think they scare me. They don't scare me. I'm not scared of them. They're all they do is intimidate people, and because they don't because the people don't believe in what they believe in, they believe in communism and socialism. There's no doubt about it. They
yep.
want this country to be a socialist country, and freedom fighters like myself, they don't like us, and they do and say mm-hmm. whatever they can to prevent us from standing up, and they'll never stop me from standing for what I believe in. I'm not scared of them. But anyway, that's beside the point. Let's get back on track. We just had about 15, 20 minutes of too much fun. So yesterday or the day before, Donald Trump shared out on Truth Social that he had a major announcement that he was going to make, right? So I'm reading Twitter and everybody's going off, you know, on both sides. You know, the conservatives are like, I wonder what it is. What could it be? And, you know, all these... Well, let's call them what they are, conspiracy theories that, oh, it's going to be this or it's going to be that or, it's, you know, whatever. They were guessing. And, of course, the liberal left was coming on glued at the seams. He should be in jail. He should be announcing that he's going to jail, blah, blah, you know. They've been saying this for fucking 6 years now that he should be going to jail. Oh, he's going to jail this time. Okay, for the 15,000th time. But anyway, so he makes the announcement this morning. And I'm reading Truth Social, and I look, and the announcement is that he's launching a digital trading card, similar to like what baseball and football cards, but digital. And it's $99 per card. And I read it, and I read it again, and then I read it again. And I thought, that was the major announcement? And at first I'm like, you know, what a fucking cocksucker. You know, at first I was. You know, getting our hopes up, because this country is going down the toilet really quick. And you're worried about a fucking digital trading card? Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, we need somebody to step up big time and help. That was my first thought. Then my second thought was, wait a minute. How do you troll the left really, 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 really hard and really good? You tell them there's a major announcement that you're going to make, and you announce that you're releasing a digital trading card. Because when he did, Twitter blew the fuck up with crazies. They went absolutely bonkers that he released a digital trading card. Donald Trump ate a hamburger instead of ate Cheerios for breakfast in the morning. They come unglued at the seams. It's comical to watch it. What were your thoughts on that, Chris? I mean, when that news broke and that's what the major announcement was.
You know, I'm holding out for the Colt 45 lunchbox myself.
What the fuck you come up with this shit?
Oh, Lord.
Chris. Yeah, you know.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
That's so fun.
Daryl,
you know,
what are your thoughts?
Who, me?
Well, I don't know, unless we have another Daryl on.
Oh, well, I'm too busy laughing at y'all. What you came up with that?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Man talking. Well, you know, no matter what Trump does, These people, they're just gonna go nuts, and I don't know. They just need to get a life. That's the whole thing. They just need to get a life, and they go after Trump so much. How come they're not going after Pelosi? How come they're not going after Kamala Ding Dong Harris? Especially Biden, the dumb stuff that he's doing with the border being wide open, and he's not giving money to the United States to any U.S. citizens, but. You know, he can give it over to Ukraine and then give it to these people that's coming over and give them free health care. But no, you got Twitter and everybody else. They're crying over Donald Trump when he says a digital trading card. And you know, Donald Trump's sitting back laughing at him. That's how these people
are. Yeah.
I've got it. We should start offering, you know, to anyone that, you know, follows us or whatever. For every 100th person that follows our radio show, whatever, we will give them a Donald Trump digital trading card and donate the proceeds to you.
Oh, God, man.
Oh, my gosh.
We're just trying to troll the left tonight, I guess. Jesus.
Somebody's going to be showing up to your house. I want a digital trading card.
Good
oh,
Lord.
Gosh. That is good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I want to get back to the Elon Musk and the Twitter thing. Thus far, Elon Musk has blown liberals, he's blown their world apart, really. And you're like, well, how did he do that? He's exposed more corruption since taking over Twitter than the mainstream media has ever even covered. The mainstream media, in case people haven't or don't understand, they're not your friend, and they're not telling you the truth. That's based off of a law that went into effect under Obama called the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act. And everybody's like, well, it got inserted under the defense bill. And basically, that's legalized propaganda. The Gateway Pundit actually did an article on it here, and it's still up on their site if you go look it up. It essentially makes legalized propaganda through our media sources, state-run legalized propaganda, by the way. So everything that you're hearing about vaccines, everything that you're hearing about the coronavirus, all that stuff. The numbers were inflated. The data was inflated. The data was manipulated to make it look worse than what it really was and to, in my opinion, to get you vaccinated. They scared you into get vaccinated. Well, now it's coming out that if you go look at the hashtag died suddenly, and I've been saying this all along too, remdesivir was an official treatment, and they had a study in the Congo where 33% of the patients died that were administered remdesivir. They used that. Dr. Fauci was in charge of this again. They used that as an official treatment here in the United States. So when they say 1 million people died from the coronavirus, No. 1 million people died with the coronavirus, not from the coronavirus. They knew that the ventilators were bad for you, but they made that an official treatment. They knew remdesivir was bad for you, but they made that an official treatment. What I'm trying to get at here is Elon Musk has come out and exposed all of this shit. And he took off of Twitter the official COVID-19 treatment or fact-checking bullshit, whatever you want to call it. So now we're able to freely speak about what really is going on with COVID-19. Not to mention this week, Dr. Robert Malone, his account was put back on. He was banned. He was a creator, at least half of the creator, if not the creator of the mRNA vaccine. And even he says that nobody should get the mRNA vaccine. It's technology, not a vaccine. And he said that in a statement in a hearing. So when the person that creates this tells you not to get it, I would listen intently. But no, you know what the liberal left does? The far leftists, they believe mainstream media, like to a fault. And the mainstream media says that Dr. Robert Malone is lying to you. So they think that the actual creator of the mRNA vaccine, or technology, let me call it what it is lying to them. It affects your immune system, where every shot that you get, your immune system slowly and surely is ruined. And people are like, mRNA technology is so great because what it does is it attacks the other cells and it latches onto them and blah, 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 blah. No, it attacks your immune system, dummies. So when you get the common cold, you're going to fucking die from it in 3 to 5 years. That's what's being said. I don't understand why people can't get that. But here we are yet on the 58th episode of the Disrespected Truckers radio show talking about something that we've talked about numerous times over and over again. And we'll continue to talk about it until everybody gets it. So, on that note, Elon Musk has blown open the fact that these vaccines aren't safe by allowing people to finally speak the truth. People that have been permanently disabled are now able to get on Twitter and tell their story. Finally. That's a good thing. Secondly, doctors that were banned off of Twitter for spreading misinformation about that and treatments for remdesivir. What was the thing they called horse paste, Chris?
Oh, that was, you got me off guard. Not hydroxychloroquine, that was the other one. Ivermectin. They called it a horse
ivermectin.
Dewormer. Which,
yes,
it is the horse word dewormer. If you use it in a horse dosage. You know, people are like, well, how can you use something on a horse and use it on a person? I don't know. Have you ever taken penicillin? Because they give penicillin to horses, too, just in a different dose. Ivermectin, of course, was actually developed as an anti-malaria treatment, which is also an upper respiratory infection, much like SARS, COVID. So it made sense, but the media crafted this story. I'm sure the fact that they get paid billions of dollars by Big Pharma to run their advertisement has nothing to do with them running smear campaigns on their behalf, but, you know.
Right.
I think.
And ivermectin is an antiviral drug that also will treat cancer. And the person that discovered ivermectin or created ivermectin. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, I believe. Is that correct, Chris?
Yeah, his name escapes me at the moment, but he did win the Nobel Peace Prize for the development of ivermectin for the treatment of malaria in 2015, and it was not treatment for malaria in horses, by the way.
Right. So the liberal left, they latch right on to the mainstream media when the mainstream media says, ha, can you believe these idiots? They're taking horse dewormer. Ha, 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 stupid assholes. Guess what? I have numerous friends that have taken the human form of ivermectin that's prescribed to you by a doctor, and in most cases a chiropractor, because the doctors wouldn't prescribe it because they were banished their fingers were pointed at them and they were called lunatics, and the whole medical system is fucked because of it. But my friends that took it, that got the COVID-19, they were in pretty bad shape. Right away, they took that ivermectin, and my one friend said he was out working in shop by the next afternoon. Like we went from bedridden and he thought he was going to die to I'm going to go out in the shop and work. That's how good this stuff works. But no, that was hidden from you, and here's the reason why that was hidden from you. Because if they had an official treatment for COVID-19. They cannot issue an emergency grant for what?
Mm-hmm.
For the vaccine.
Right.
The vaccine. So in my opinion, and I'll let you guys go right here in like 2 seconds. In my opinion, the real threat to our society is the World Economic Forum's influence on politicians in every single government, in every country and nation worldwide, by pushing this vaccine narrative. The real bioweapon, in my opinion, is the vaccine, not the coronavirus that the media told you was.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thoughts. Chris, what are yours?
I've definitely heard it described as a bioweapon. At the very least, we know that Big Pharma colluded with mainstream media and big tech to suppress any opposition to their narrative of their product. That, man, you want to make some money, get the governments around the world to mandate that every citizen on the globe, sorry, flat earthers, every citizen on the globe has to take your product. That's how you make some bank. And they did suppress it. And it's funny to me because, like, all the Occupy Democrats and all these people that had always blasted Big Pharma for cover-ups of previous issues with other products, that had blasted them for basically, you know, some profiteering practices with their medications, jacking up the prices of certain meds and discarding or shortening the supply of others. Like, all of a sudden, these same people that spent their whole lives blasting Big Pharma became the biggest cheerleaders for Big Pharma, and you were just absolutely out of your fucking mind if you dared to question Big Pharma. I never understood how people did that 180-degree flip. I don't know. We live in crazy times.
We live in a clown world, basically. I don't know, Daryl, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts is just like this. You know what? Your guys was right, because you have people that are crying about how the pharmaceutical people they're against Americans, and they're like they're making way too much money. But all of a sudden, the pharmaceuticals, they go ahead and put money into our legislators and our congressmen's pockets, and all of a sudden they're cheerleaders for them. You know, and like you said, they kept the truth from everybody. And what makes it so bad is now with Twitter, you know, with Elon Musk is saying, okay, now the truth can come out. You still got people who, let's see, their feelings got hurt because they're going with what their friends say, or they're saying, well, that's what the science says, and find out that the science is wrong and that they've been lying to them. But instead of saving face and saying, you know what, damn, I got fooled. No, they stand hold and say, no, Elon is wrong. All you people are wrong for telling me that the vaccine was no good and was bad for me. But then when something ended up happening, what are you going to do? Who are you going to blame this time? Because the facts are out there. Only thing you had to do was read. Instead of going by, we got to a point where we're so lazy that not everybody, but there's a lot of people who are so lazy, they can't even sit down and read something that shows you these are the facts. This is what's going on, not what corporate media is telling you. Because, oh, wait a minute, let me see if I can put it in Google. Oh, well, Google says it's this. Well, Nancy Pelosi, she said it's this. Maxine Waters says it's okay to do it. So, yay, I can go do it. And come on, people. When they sit back and they say, you have to take this, that means they're taking your rights away and you're not going to sit back and question it and say, wait a minute, what the heck is going on? And then all of a sudden we got people dying and you're not going to question that? And then we got kids, they are dying, and they're coming up with diseases. And now they're coming up with, instead of one virus when they get sick, they're coming up with one or two, maybe three different types of viruses. And yet we got people out there, they still sit back and say, it's okay, and I'm going to inject my kid with it. What the hell is wrong with you folks? It's right there. Just take time out and read it. And don't be afraid to look at your friend and say, hey, I'm not doing this anymore. This is bullshit. I love my kids. I don't want nothing to happen to them. Now, granted, there's some people that may need it, but majority of this, no. You know, it's just pharmaceutical. They're just the pharmacy. They're making all this money, and they don't care about people. The only thing they care about, let's get more money into it, and Joe Biden, keep pumping into them, and let's make these crazy commercials saying that it's safe, and, you know, come over here and get your 20th booster shot.
Yeah. Hey, if any of you are listening and you have something you want to say, the guest call-in number is 516-387-1733. And go ahead and get your pen. Get your pen right there. That number again is 516-387-1733. All right. With that being said, give me 2 seconds here. Give me about 1 minute here.
Let me thank Trucker Tools for helping us out and supporting our messages. Trucker Tools is an all-in-one app for truckers and their business. The Trucker Tools app was built from feedback from real drivers and is always being updated to better assist drivers in saving time, running more efficiently, and making more money. Check out their website at truckertools.com. That's Trucker Tools. The app for truckers.
There are folks out here who still take pride in their everyday ride. Low profilers, million milers, chicken lights, and chrome stylers. The ones who do whatever it takes to keep America rolling. Those who know if a job is worth doing, it's worth doing right. Olsnot. Great products for real people. It may not be new, but it's Bolsnot new.
There you have it. Bolsnot, cleaning products for your truck and home and business. I use their product all the time. Very good products. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't believe in it, by the way. And Trucker Tools, they have an app. You can download that app. You can plan your route, driving truck. You can plan... see where you want to stop at a truck stop. There's a load board on there. It's really a great app. Actually, I've used it twice now with people that have or brokers that want to track my whereabouts under their load. So they asked me to download that app, and I said, oh, I've already got it downloaded. Oh, great. So they tracked me using that, and it works pretty slick. If you want to get on, and share your opinion, just dial the number 516-387-1733. And when you get through, you got to press the number 1, then your hand will go up. We'll know that, hey, I got something to say. And when we have the time to get to you, we will get to you. And I promise you, you'll be allowed to speak your mind. I wanted to get to a story that came out earlier today. And it's a story about Representative Katie Porter, who's a Democrat out of California, in a video posted by Libs of TikTok on Twitter. What the hell is going on here? What was that? Are you
sure,
sitting in the same vehicle with Sean?
No, he's in the truck right ahead of me. We're in the same spot.
Oh, okay. I thought you guys were sitting in the same vehicle, and I was hearing back. Okay, anyway. So Representative Katie Porter, Democrat, says in a
all right.
What is that noise? Whatever it is, whoever's got that noise, you got to stop the background noise because it's driving me crazy. Fucking hey, guys. She's in a video clip saying pedophilia is not a crime, it's an identity. Readers added context they thought people might want to know. This clip has been taken out of context and misrepresents what Representative Porter is actually saying. She said just before this clip that she said that the groomer narrative is an age-old lie to position LGBTQ plus people as a threat to kids. She's not talking about pedophiles. You can say whatever you want and say that it was taken out of context, but that's a bunch of bullshit, and I know it, and you know it, and we all know it. This was most definitely her trying to defend the LGBTQ, the LGBTQ plus. Now we're in support of the LGBT crowd. I don't have a problem, never had a problem with them, but when they added the Q plus on, and they started talking about MAPS, which is minor attracted persons. We got a problem, a big problem. I don't give a fuck if you identify as a minor attracted person. You do anything that is harmful toward a child, and especially my child. Well, thank God my kids are grown now. They have make decisions for themselves. But if you would have done it before they're 18, you wouldn't have had to worry about what you were going to eat for your next meal. I would have made damn sure that you wouldn't have been able to eat out of that jaw for the rest of your life, because that shit, it's just not okay. And they're trying to normalize it through our politicians and our media. I mean, you look at the White House, it looks like, a three-ring fucking circus running around. You got the guy that's supposed to, the guy or the woman, whatever you want to call it, in charge of mental health, is got long hair, calls himself a woman, but it's a fucking clown world. I don't care what you want to say, what you want to call it. That's what it is. Chris, I told you about this earlier. What were your thoughts on that with that Democrat Katie Porter saying what she said?
Well, I know this is going to shock you, but I have a theory. You know, I only come up with theories, but eventually, they are going to have to release the client list from Epstein Island. And so I have this theory that they are trying to rush through and normalize socially the idea of minor attracted persons and pedophilia, so that they can start softening up the laws enough so that by the time they actually have their hands forced and they have to release that client list from Epstein Island, well, the things that happened on Epstein Island are no longer illegal.
I happen to agree with you on that. I think that I really strongly believe that's what they're trying to do, normalize it. So they can, well, I mean, California already did pass it, that it's legal for an adult to have sexual relations with even a 9-year-old. They just, that bill just passed. And guess
yeah,
what? How much, if we went in and checked, how much do I have to bet you that woman that I just talked about was probably the sponsor or co-sponsor of that fucking bill? Sick-ass bitches. Katie Porter, that's her name, the Democrat out of California. They try to normalize this bullshit, and I tell you what, I'm I'm at my wit's end with it. It's ridiculous, and nobody's doing a damn thing about it. Daryl, what's your thoughts on it?
Oh, here we go, because I feel like you, but see, my kids are grown, but if someone did that mess with my kids, I'm telling you right now, God forgives. I don't. They'll be buried. I don't think any of these people should be alive. That's my personal feeling about that. You, if you're a monster, and I will repeat this, and Katie, I think you're part of the monster too. You are a monster. If you do if you do things like this to a child, you're a freaking monster. You do not need to be on this earth because you're nothing but evil. You're evil trash. So you hear me telling you folks, they need to be gone. They don't need to be here on this earth anymore. And California, what the hell is wrong with you people? A grown adult, and it's okay for them to be messing with a 9-year-old? People, we got some evil, sick people that is in our administration. And like you said, in Washington, we got this clown show going on. I could have sworn when they first started this mess, they were saying, well, it's a mental issue. Well, then guess what, people? Start dealing with this mental issue. You're talking about mental health? Then start dealing with this, because mental health right now has gone out of control. This should not even be tolerated. I don't see how anybody can sit back in their right mind and say, hey, Katie, this is a good job you did. Very good job. You know, and Chris, you do have a point. I think what they're trying to do is soften everything up, comes out. They'll say, hey, no foul, because isn't that what we're doing with everything right now? Right now, there's no responsibility for anything. You got the White House, they're not doing anything. You got our congressmen and congresswomen, they're not doing anything. The Republicans, they're supposed to be doing something. They're not doing anything. Everybody all of a sudden, this is a hands-off issue? This should never be a hands-off issue. You know, dealing with our kids, it is not hands-off. And again, our laws, we are so liquefying our laws to a point. It's the criminals, they get to just have free access to everything, and the victims, so sorry, we don't give a shit about you. There is no way this mess should – in California, you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. Let me repeat myself. People in California who voted for this crap, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't see how you can look a kid in the eye and say, well, we're here to protect our children. Bullshit. Not if you're passing shit like that. That's my take on that.
No, I agree with you. And I think I might have the audio up here. Can you hear me? Oh, shit. One second.
Alleging that a person,
can you hear this?
Is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because,
can you hear that?
Their identity.
Yeah.
Their sexual orientation.
Okay, one second. Let me start it all over. How good can you hear? Pretty good? Hold on. Oh, my God. Here we go.
This allegation of rumor and pedophile, it is alleging that a person is criminal somehow and engaged in criminal acts merely because of their identity, their sexual orientation, their gender identity. So this is clearly prohibited under Twitter's content, yet you found hundreds of these posts on the platform. Your team filed complaints about these posts, correct?
Yes.
And how often did Twitter ask to take down these posts, which violated its own content policy?
Very rarely.
So from our calculation, it looks like about 99% of your complaints, they basically acted on one or two of the 100-plus complaints you filed. Instead of taking them down, Twitter elevated them, allowing them to reach an approximate 72 million users. This is not just about what happens online. What happens online translates into real harm in people's lives. Ms. Popcat, you provide services to a community that experienced a devastating LGBTQ attack. Can you provide some examples of links between?
So what she was talking about there was anti-LGBTQ people attacking, you know, similar to what happened in Colorado, Daryl. And
yeah.
what they're trying to do, they're trying to make an excuse that anybody that has anti-pedophilia posts are actually trying to attack the LGBTQ plus community. And that's just simply not true. I don't know of anybody, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I don't know of anybody that is specifically targeting LGBTQ plus. They're targeting, they're targeting the MAPS, the minor attractive persons that have attached themselves with the LGBTQ plus. They are trying to make it as a sexual orientation rather than a criminal offense. And in reality, it's a criminal offense. I don't give a shit what you want to call yourself or how you want to call yourself. You touch a child, you are a criminal. You're a sexual predator, and you shall be dealt with as such. But that's what the context of what she was saying. I don't know where we're going. Well, I do know where we're going. We're headed down a very destructive and evil path, and unfortunately, this current administration is right in line with that ideology, and they're actually pushing it through our education sources and online, big tech, social media platforms. We're in deep shit here. This country is we're in trouble, way more trouble than anybody ever thought we were in. I don't even know what to say about it because of that. But anyway, so we discussed that. I wanted to get to some of the headlines from the Gateway Pundit. And again, everybody asks, well, why use the Gateway Pundit? Because they're the only ones that I have found besides Project Veritas, which blew that story out of the water of that private school, what was he, a principal, Chris, if I remember right? They have him on video, and just chime in whenever you want there, Chris.
Yeah, I believe it's the dean.
What's that?
Like the dean of students.
Yeah, the dean of students, yeah. He was bragging on a video that Project Veritas did about how they were handing out dildos and butt plugs to teen students at the school. And he was talking about how, oh, yeah, they were just playing with them, and they were asking what do you use a butt plug for, and blah, 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 blah. This is one of the most expensive private schools in Chicago, by the way. This is what they are teaching your children when you think they're being taught how to add 2 + 2 or how to subtract or how to multiply or how to divide. They're teaching your kids in school how to use a fucking butt plug and a dildo. And there were some parents that even defended the dean of students. Now, there, in my opinion, there's no defense for that. I didn't send my kids to school when they were younger to learn about sexuality. I sent my kids to school to learn about math, reading, writing, arithmetic, how to properly put a sentence together using the correct grammar, which I obviously failed at, but I don't give a shit. I wanted my kids to be smarter than what I am, book smart. Common sense smart, well, there's a whole other story we can talk about on a different episode. But my kids are very bright kids, and they have good common sense. Let's just put it that way. But if I would have found out that they were being taught about butt plugs and dildos in school, you best believe I would have come unfucking glued. So What are your guys's, Chris, what's your thoughts on this whole dildo and butt plug fiasco in Chicago?
I think it's going to get really awkward in job interviews in the future when they're like, what skills do you have? I know how to properly lube a butt plug, Obviously, they're not teaching the skills that we need to continue moving the world forward, unless we're going to one hell of a deviant, kinky future. I don't know. Eventually probably going to be in a nursing home, and I'd like to know that the people taking care of me know something other than where to stick a butt plug, because Yeah, nursing homes are bad enough as it is. Jeez.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it's a small thing.
Daryl, what are your thoughts?
Oh, man. Okay, as for those parents that think that it's okay that they defended this asshole, and that's what I'm going to call him, because I guess that's where you go ahead and put the butt plug and everything else. You know what? Keep your perverted crap at your house. Whatever you want to teach your kids in your own house, by all means, go do it. But the school is not a place. You know what? Our school system sucks because right now we can't even compete with everybody overseas because we're not even teaching these kids anything that is worthwhile. There is no reason to be teaching kids butt plugs and everything else. And where are congressmen? Where in the hell are they? Where is anybody standing up to the teachers union and saying, hey, teachers union, you got a problem? You know, either A, you fix this problem, or B, the hell with you, we'll figure out something else. You know, the people who we're voting in into these offices and they're okay with this. People, we got to start opening up our brains and start getting some damn common sense back. Because if this would happen to my child, oh, black man coming down from hell, and you will feel my vengeance, because that is just ridiculous. There is no sense of, we're at a point where they're making mom and dad obsolete, and we're kind of like, well, okay, this is what we're going with. No, we need to start standing up against this shit. This is just plain retarded. All this perverted stuff that's going on, it got to stop. And people, we got to start standing up for our kids, because if we don't stand up for our kids, the United States, we're going to have adults that have no damn common sense, can't count money, and they're busy looking at this perverted crap and all butt plugs and all this stuff and thinking that they're some kind of animal they're not, and confused as hell. And then we sit around talking about we got to do a mental health crisis. We're already in that crisis. How come we're not doing anything about it? And these people who we vote in office. Yep.
You guys, why don't you remember I texted you guys earlier to go download the Gateway Pundit to your home screens. And here's a good reason why. An article just came out, breaking news, and this is big. This is really big. my phone just oh, there we go. Okay, from the Gateway Pundit, December 15th, 2022, at 7:44 p.m. The answer is yes. I believe they were involved. A top intelligence source tells Tucker Carlson the CIA was involved in assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, like when I read that headline, I'm like, holy, it's something I've been saying for years, years and years.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's finally coming out. The truth is finally coming out. Chris just mentioned earlier that they released, it says, in 2017, President Trump approved the release of approximately 2,800 long classified JFK assassination records, but not all of them. News outlets from around the globe furiously combed through the files in search of more pieces to the puzzling death of President John F. Kennedy. President Trump released a second trove of documents later that year. One of the documents revealed that Democrat President Lyndon Johnson was a KKK member. Now, I want you to let that sink in. One of those documents revealed that Democrat President Lyndon Johnson was a KKK member. Good. How many times have you heard the liberal left, the Republicans are KKK? Nope. And here's your proof. As reported earlier today, on Thursday, the National Archives released thousands of JFK documents, but the FBI CIA would not allow the release of all the documents. Around 3% of the JFK documents are still being withheld from release to the public. The same FBI, by the way, that raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago. The same FBI that harassed parents at school board meetings. That's the FBI that's withholding the documents, the corrupt FBI. Now, listen, in the FBI, there are really good FBI agents that belong where they belong. They belong to be in charge of the FBI because they have morals and they have standards. But there is a corrupt faction in the FBI that are really, really bad. So what are they hiding? Tonight, Tucker Carlson provided the answer to this question. According to Tucker Carlson, the answer is because the CIA was involved in the assassination of JFK, which is something I've strongly believed for many, many years. Tucker Carlson, we spoke to someone who has access to these still hidden CIA documents. The person is deeply familiar with what they contain. What asked this person directly, or we asked this person directly, did the CIA have a hand in the murder of John F. Kennedy, an American president? And here is the reply we received verbatim. The answer is yes. I believe they were involved. It's a whole different country from what we thought it was. It's all fake. This someone had access to these documents. Seems pretty damning now, doesn't it? Now, me and Chris have said prior to Daryl joining this broadcast that we urge every single one of you to really dig deep into these rabbit holes. And you're going to find out that everything that we have been brainwashed and programmed to believe is the right way or the truth or the true history, literally everything that you know today, you've been taught wrong, you've been programmed to believe wrong, it's all a lie. Your whole lives, every one of our lives, it's all a lie, every little bit of it. The only thing that's true is if you pinch your cheek, then you know that's true. Everything else is it's a lie. And people look at me like I'm like, you got to get your tinfoil hat back on. No, what I'm trying to explain to you is that you sit down and with a bowl of popcorn at night and watch mainstream media as entertainment. There's a reason they call it programming, because they're programming you. I haven't watched the news in over 2 years. TV, barely. I watched some Netflix, I don't know what the hell it was, series. I watched that. That's the only thing I've watched in the last 2 years. I don't want to watch news. I don't want to watch TV. It's because we've been lied to. Chris, what are your thoughts about this breaking news about the CIA being involved with the murder of JFK?
Well, no surprise. I think, you know, those of us who've been following it for decades have just been waiting for, you know, it's been kind of a waiting game of, okay, when are they going to come out and say the CIA was involved? Because I think we all knew long ago that they were. As a matter of fact, one of the, I don't remember his name, but he was a Cuban gentleman that was accused of being a CIA asset by the Warren Commission. And, of course, that was a big, crazy conspiracy theory, and it was denied. That was actually declassified as far back as 1995 that, yeah, okay, you know, 40 years later, oops, you know, he actually was a CIA asset. So this has been a long time coming, and I can't imagine, I don't know, the people that drive around with their masks and shields on alone in their car, they're probably going to be surprised to hear that news. But I don't think most of us are.
Well, I don't think those people will even believe it. You know, honestly, the truth is like smacks them in right alongside their face 20 times a day. And they continue to deny it. I don't know. It's frightening to me that so many people just will not wake up. Hey, just a reminder, if you're listening and you have something to say, just call in the guest call-in number. It's 516-387-1733. And make sure if you're on the line on hold and you're listening to the show and you want to talk, just press the number 1. It raises the hand, lets us know that you want to talk. And we always strongly encourage anybody that has any opinion, whether it's in agreement with us or in opposition of us, that's fine. You can get on as long as you're not a rude dick. You can get on and speak your mind. We might disagree, but I promise you we won't call you names. But the second you call us names, we have a bad phone connection, and your call's probably going to get dropped. Anyway, that phone number again is 516-387-1733, and make sure that you press the number 1 if you want to join the conversation. Daryl, what are your thoughts that the CIA, according to Tucker Carlson's show, was involved with the murder of a sitting United States president, JFK?
That does not surprise me. The things that the CIA been, you know, and don't get me wrong, there's people that work for the CIA. They're honest. They're true to what they do. They do a damn good job. But unfortunately, we got people in leadership that are corrupt and evil as hell. And that does not surprise me. And then they're, you know, talking about Lyndon Johnson. You know, Lyndon Johnson had a lot of folks fooled because, you know, they said, well, he does some things for civil rights, but he's racist as hell. And one of the things he said, we'll get these niggers to vote Democratic for the next 200 years. Another thing he said is, you know, we got to get these uppity niggers to calm down, so let's give them a little piece of the action so we'll go ahead and calm them down. You know, it's just this government, the way they do things, and now there's things begin, you know, we have a chance to go ahead and sit down and just read. And people, you just need to sit back and just read for yourself. That's all you need to do. You know, just open up your mind and just read. And then make your own judgment. But when you sit back and the facts are there and you just want to stay in this little closet and have your diaper safety pin in your quiet space, and then somebody tried to tell you, come out of your quiet space, come here, we want to bring you to reality, and then you scream and holler and call them racist, then stay in your little corner and let the world pass you by. But this here, no, that doesn't, honestly, it doesn't surprise me. It's sad, but it doesn't surprise me.
I'm just curious of what's going to come of this information. Will the American people, will they finally start waking up to what's really happening in this country and realize that us so-called conspiracy theorists, we're only trying to tell them the truth all along? Or are we just going to continue on with this game of charades that we're playing? I don't know. I'm baffled every day. Anyway, so yeah, just go check out the Gateway Pundit on that story, and you can read the story for yourself. I'm sure you're going to see a hell of a lot more just since Tucker Carlson reported on that. You know that's going to probably be the next trending thing on Twitter. I haven't checked it yet, but I'm sure it will be. Here's another story I wanted to talk about. A former Twitter employee actually received jail time for accepting Saudi bribes in exchange for user information on dissidents. So we're going back to Elon Musk takeover of Twitter. The returning of the First Amendment, so to speak. Then we realized, or he realized and exposed, that our First Amendment had actually, in fact, been not taken away from us, but it had been violated by government officials in close contact with Twitter, the old Twitter, in which they shadow banned and blocked certain conservative members' accounts. I have so much to say about this. The old Twitter, I am finding out more and more and more through watching Elon's posts about the information he's getting. And he even tweeted out the other day, it's bad. It's real bad. Somebody tweeted out, he didn't buy a social media company. He bought a crime scene. And that is without 100% doubt. That's a fact. The shit that he's finding out and the information he has about Dr. Fauci that he promises he's going to release, it's going to send our country into a tailspin for a time. And it's going to be a bad one. But truth, when people have been lied to as bad as they've been lied to, when the truth does finally come out, it hurts a lot of people because they're unable to deal with it mentally because they didn't know any of this. They didn't realize any of this. They were sleeping. And that's what we're witnessing right now. So in August, former Twitter employee Ahmad, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. It's Abamo, something like that, was found guilty by a jury on multiple counts, including acting as a foreign agent without notice, money laundering, and falsifying records. In addition, he was found guilty on wire fraud and honest services fraud. The convictions resulted from him accepting bribes from Saudi representatives in exchange for providing Twitter user information. Users alleged to be dissidents of the Saudi's government. On Thursday, he was sentenced to 42 months in prison. 42 months. The Saudi government has been roundly criticized for the treatment of dissidents, including allegations that the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi is alleged to have been carried out on orders of the Crown Prince. Now, that's the story that I wanted to touch on, and I know Chris is going to like this, and you probably will too, Daryl. For Brittany Griner's release, did you know that the Saudis were involved with the negotiations with Russia? And the Saudis demanded that they stop their legal investigation or prosecution of the person allegedly responsible for Jamal Khashoggi's murder. He was it a Washington Post or a New York Times reporter, Chris? I can't remember for sure. But anyway, they murdered him. That was part of the deal, along with giving an arms dealer hand them over to Russia for Brittany Griner. What are your thoughts on that, Chris? I mean, that's pretty complex when you start thinking about it, that Saudi government, like, brokered that deal.
You know, Saudi Arabia comes up a lot. And in the 9/11 Commission report, which was the congressional investigation into the events of 9/11, there's always been a reference to the 29 pages, which is 29 pages that were redacted from public view and had that part of the report was starting to go into some dealings with Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, there's you know, it's not the first time Saudi Arabia has come up on the radar as being involved in some pretty sketchy details of some major world events. And, yeah, so, you know, I guess now they want forgiveness, amnesty, you know, for murdering journalists that you know, spoke out against them. So it's a big, nasty game. Government is organized crime. I say that all the time, and people don't want to believe that, but it is. All the world leaders are really just gangsters fighting over resources, you know, just like a gang would fight over street corners.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that statement. Daryl, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm in the same boat there with Chris. I mean, you know, Saudi Arabia, they're playing, the Middle East, they have a tendency of playing both sides. So that way they can get what they want and be able to stay rich like they are. You know, unfortunately, we got a government right now. They can't stand up to anybody or anything. So they're getting pushed around because, you know, he's just weak. And basically, I think Obama is the one behind everything. And it's just, I mean, it's kind of pathetic on all of this that they brokered a deal like that. But how come they didn't broker the deal with, you know, I'm glad he's released, but a Marine. You know, the only reason he got released because I guess there was so much heat going on with this Brittany lady being released. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, she's an American, even though she doesn't like us, but I'm glad she's home. But I don't like how they did it. And, you know, it's just, yeah, it, like you said, it's a bunch of gangsters. That's basically what it is. It's a bunch of gangsters trying to run over resources and have some power.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I'm still shocked that the news finally broke about the CIA being involved with the JFK files, or JFK murder. I never thought in a million years that they would let that out. I thought that they would keep that hidden forever. I mean, Donald Trump himself said he was asked why he didn't release the last 5,000 files or pages of the JFK murder, and he said it would cause irreversible damage to this country. And to me, that was the smoking gun, that a sitting United States president mm-hmm. that has access to that information actually came out and said that it would cause irreparable damage to this country. Because let's think about this for 1 second. At the end of the day, if the people that are still sleeping, that are still, you know, they don't want to believe what the real truth is, they want to believe mainstream media, when they finally figure out that they are being lied to and have been lied to for their whole lives, how do you ever regain that trust with the American public ever again without having some kind of a civil uprising, in which case would more than likely end up with being another brutal civil war? And if that happens, I think that's what China and Russia are waiting on, is mm-hmm. when we start uprising against each other, they come in and step in and try to finally take the West down, the United States of America, the one place in the world that has enjoyed certain unalienable freedoms for over 250 years. They hate that. They despise what we stand for. And honestly, when you look at everything that we are as a country, we are selfish, lazy, arrogant pricks. The bottom line. Oh, but we send money to all these countries. Yeah, we send money to countries that hate us. That doesn't make us grand and noble, by the way. Title 42. Let's get to that. So what is that, Daryl? I'm going to let you take the lead on this one. What is Title 42?
Oh, that was dealing with COVID, when they're saying that because of Title 42 and COVID was going on, because a community, you know, the disease that was present, that you really cannot come into the United States. So it was kind of there to try to slow down the flow of everybody just rushing in here. And so now, since they don't want to renew it or anything for right now, hopefully somebody will get off their ass and say, you know, we can't do it. We cannot take this. Once this thing lifts, that just means, hey, whoever wants to come in here, they can come in. No rhyme or reason. Whatever you want to do. It's like we have no border. That's just like you have a fence around your house, and somebody, the government comes around and say, you know what, we're taking your fence down, and anybody who wants to walk into your backyard and into your porch, there ain't nothing you can do about it. That's basically what this
well,
is.
That's what the Biden administration is doing right now in Arizona. They're suing Arizona for actually putting containers on the border as a makeshift border wall. The Biden administration is literally suing Arizona for doing that, something that the federal government should be doing. That's how fucking backwards this government is.
Biden and Kamala Ding Dong Harris, they're so mixed up. We're spending all this money on Ukraine and having them protect their borders, but what about the United States? And then, you know, if you look at it, you know, the way they're doing things, You can't say that it's humane, because look at the crisis that is down there at the border and how they're living. It's like it's a third world disaster, and then we got people coming over here, and they can't even, right now, they can't even house them. They can't even put them in shelters for the winter. They're going to be living out in the street, and a lot of them, what they're going to be doing, they'll be holding up a sign saying they need money. So how is this humane, what we're doing? It's not. You know, I don't care how anybody wants to try to rationalize it. I don't care how anybody wants to try to say, well, we're the United States. We have to take them. No, we don't. It's called basic economics. Then we have resources.
Because people, I'm telling you right now, a lot of you are sitting around saying, well, it doesn't affect me. It will affect you. We're going to have more crime. We're going to have more shortage of food. We're going to have, it's just, this is not going to work. They want to change the demographics of the United States because they know, Joe Biden and their administration knows that anybody who is American that got some common sense is not going to vote for them. This is not good, folks. You think it's bad right now, it's going to be worse. That's when I say anybody can come over, that is anyone. That means our adversaries, people who do not like the United States, who wants to do what? Kill Americans. People, we got to get our head. We got to wake up. That's all I got to say. We got to definitely wake up.
They're emptying as we speak. Well, not as we speak. It's already been emptied out. But the Venezuelan government was emptying out their max security prisons and putting those prisoners on buses and driving them to the border. And those people, those criminals, murderers, rapists, they were crossing the border untouched, unscathed. Just so you know, you bleeding heart liberals out there that, oh, we're helping people. You know, they just want the same, you know, freedoms that we have. There are some that are truly, you know, truly people that need to be here because of what their life is, where they came from. But there's a very large percentage of them coming over that will make you the next victim. And it's going to be too late at that point because you're going to be dead or you're going to be raped or something. Chris, what are your thoughts on that? And once you're done with your thoughts on that, Chris, why don't you lead us right into the next story?
I think everything is just one more ingredient into creating this mass chaos. And I have long theorized that there are some people who have been trying to push America, along with other countries, into a civil war. I think they need the civil wars to erupt, the mass uprisings, rebellions, revolutions, whatever you want to call them. They need the absolute chaos so that they can justify declaring martial law, so that they can justify bringing in UN troops to, you know, calm things down. So the timing of the release of the CIA files is curious. You know, the border crisis getting worse and worse, the drugs coming in, teaching our kids how to use butt plugs, calling parents who disagree with teaching the kids how to use butt plugs terrorists, all of it. I mean, just everything is just rabid instances of inciting massive division and mass chaos. And I think it's all leading to the same path, or down the same path to the inevitable outcome, which is just complete anarchy.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you on that. And there's a story that Chris wants to start us off with that is just another avenue that is helping lead us to that path. And Chris, go ahead.
Well, that, of course, is the election out there in Arizona, the Senate race with Katie Hobbs and Kari Lake. And of course, we know Maricopa County, they had all the issues with the ballots that weren't scanning, that were supposed to be placed in a separate ballot box to be counted, hand-counted separately. And it turns out a bunch of them got thrown in with ballots that had been scanned. They were trying to get a complete audit hand recount of the entire election results. But Katie Hobbs, who is the Secretary of State out there, wouldn't allow it, said that it violates Arizona law to do that. And so that basically just the results are going to stand as they are, even though we know there's these thousands of ballots that got, miscounted, so to speak. And she actually had placed a demand on the Board of Elections for them to certify the election results, even though there was hesitation because certain uncertainties. She literally threatened to have the members of the election board arrested if they did not certify the election by the date required by law, which the date required by law actually says that it can be postponed if there are discrepancies that are still being investigated, but she chose to ignore that part. And then she ended up signing off on, as Secretary of State, signing off on and certifying her own election victory. Seems like a conflict of interest, doesn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so the Kari Lake has filed suit, and I believe it's supposed to be heard in federal court on Monday, basically asking for one media article says that she's asking for the election to be ruled in her favor because the number of ballots exceeds the number of the margin of votes that the opponent won by. I'm not so sure of that. I believe last I heard what the lawsuit was about was actually to require a manual recount. And then, of course, Katie Hobbs and the Democrats have come back and filed a motion for the judge to dismiss the case and throw it out. So it's going to be interesting. And, of course, there's all the talk with, you know, the possibility of Donald Trump being arrested. Imagine if they actually overturned the election in favor of the Republican out there in Arizona and then also arrest Donald Trump. If that doesn't, you know, if that's not going to incite some left versus right violence out in the streets, I don't know what will.
I was watching the court hearing where Kari Lake is petitioning the Arizona court, challenging the election results in Arizona. And Kari Lake's attorney said that they're asking the court to allow them to do random ballot polls to observe, or not observe, but inspect the ballots. And as soon as they said that, Katie Hobbs' team that was on that video Zoom court hearing, whatever the hell you want to call it, one put his hand up to his mouth like he was going to cough and like leaned against it, and the other one like put her hand on the side of her head, and their eyes started wandering. They started just their body language said it all, basically. And I looked at some of the statistics and graphs. A good majority of the voting machines that went haywire on voting day happened in Republican strongholds. And those same machines were tested the day before to make sure that they were okay. It's no coincidence that this continues to happen in Maricopa County. The corruption, in my opinion, runs very, very deep. They know exactly what they are doing. And as a matter of fact, the Gateway Pundit just wrote a story about it today about how they actually did it. And what I see as a problem in this country is George Soros-funded and special interest-funded people in the federal government, and including federal judges and state judges, that have been inserted by funding their election campaigns, by smearing the good people and inserting a special interest group into our judicial system. Our country, when I said we're in trouble, we're not just in trouble at the federal level. We're in trouble on the state level, the federal judges, state judges. Everybody has an angle now. Nobody has integrity. integrity's long gone. Now we're out here to fend for ourselves, basically. And we are witnessing something that I never thought we would witness in my lifetime. But it's going to get way worse before it gets better, because those people, those same people that want to remain in power, once their power is starting to get taken away from them, they will rebel in ways that you never thought were it's going to be unimaginable, that you never thought that they would do this. They're going to show their true colors. They already are. But sooner or later, it's going to get really, really, really bad. And the good people, the people that you thought were good, they're going to turn out to be the biggest slime ball snakes that you've ever even imagined them ever being. You claim Donald Trump is the biggest piece of shit in this world. You know, not you, but certain people. What they don't understand is Trump might have done some shady shit, but he is the least of your worries, in my opinion. There are some of these politicians, Joe Biden being one of them, in my opinion, they are the worst of the worst of the worst. Joe Biden's been in politics for 52 years, and he's been very instrumental in causing major damage to this country in numerous, numerous ways, including the early 90s crime bill that incarcerated black men at a very, very high rate. Yeah. So don't sit back and act like Joe Biden is just because he doesn't tweet out offensive things and things that you don't like. He's way worse, in my opinion, 100 times worse than what Trump could ever be. Oh, so Trump went around and he grabbed a couple women's pussies because he could, he said. Okay, is it morally okay to do that? No. No, it's not. Do I like him because he did that? No. No, I don't. But I tell you what, I'm more concerned about the shadiness of Joe Biden's business dealings with him and his son Hunter, including business dealings with Ukraine, China, and numerous other countries, than I ever will be about Donald Trump grabbing a random woman's pussy because he's rich and famous, just so you know. Daryl, what's your thoughts on what Chris just brought up about the Arizona elections?
Yeah, there's just so many corrupt people. You know, we don't need to have them, these machines. I mean, the SB 1338 is basically use paper ballots and hand count on precincts. So that's what we need to go back to doing. You know, we need to get rid of these stupid machines. We don't need anything with algorithms. And we need to start holding people accountable. It just seemed like common sense has gone out the window, and whoever has the most money and has the most slick-talking lawyers will win. Donald Trump, he exposed a lot of things that was going on. We have people in Congress and everything else, they are taking advantage of the American people, and they're pulling the wool over your eyes, and you don't want to open it up. But you're going to turn around and call Donald Trump, you know, that he's prejudiced? And like you said, you made a good point. Look at what Biden has done. He's with the KKK. He used the N-word on the floor. He doesn't want his kids going to school with black kids. You know, you don't vote for me, you ain't black, and I did not vote for you, and guess what? I'm still black. And, you know, he incarcerated more people than anyone. And then you have Kamala Harris. You know, she did the same thing. You know, she incarcerated more people than her white predecessors did. And even when they showed that they were innocent, she wanted to keep them in jail. I mean, I don't get it.
Wait, people, did you just say you're black? You're still black even after not voting for Joe Biden?
Yeah,
did you just say
great.
That?
I'm black and always will be black. Yeah, I sure did say that. You know we use that in the nightclub now. we don't run from that anymore. We use that in the nightclub.
That's a new dance that you guys created. You put the police sirens on, you watch everybody move the way they've never moved before, right?
Oh, Lord. Well, hey, some of y'all white folks, the way it's going now, some of y'all white folks are running from the police, too, now.
I give you guys shit, but I'm not lying, dude. When I see when I hear a police siren and I see a police lights behind me, I'm not going to lie. My butthole puckers up. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling it gives me, dude, because it's so, you don't know what the fuck is going to happen.
Am I the only one? Am I the only one that gets nervous every time a helicopter flies over?
We're used to seeing it. It was like, okay, there go the ghetto bird.
You know,
after now.
Sure. It says, like, life flight and has some medical symbol on it. And I'm like, you know, that doesn't look like a real graphics job. I'm not sure that's really a life flight.
By the way, to the audience, just so you know, just because Daryl's black doesn't mean we can't give each other a little shit. He knows that we're just poking fun at him. But for the truth, he used to be a police officer, just so you guys know. Because I think that even makes it even more funny when we play the police sirens and acting like Daryl's going to get scared of the police and run away. You know what I mean? It's so ridiculous.
Yup.
We're being children, basically.
Yeah, and you know, and it's too bad you have to put this claim out there because you always got people, they always got to take it to the extreme. People, lighten the hell up. Laugh at some, maybe if you laugh at some things, then life wouldn't be so crappy because, honestly, life is freaking good. It's just, unfortunately, we got a lot of crooked people in politics that's making our lives worse, and we got some evil people with some evil thoughts. But, folks, laugh. It doesn't hurt. It's okay.
See, and that,
laugh. You can laugh at yourself.
That's one thing, too. Me and Chris will never use the N-word toward Daryl or any other black person. It's not right, in my opinion. I just have chosen not to. I don't give a shit if you get a couple. Let's say I'm hanging out with four of my friends, and three of those happen to be black, and those three black guys are having a conversation about Biggie Smalls, and they start using the N-word with the A instead of the ER. That's their business. I don't give a fuck how they talk amongst themselves. I don't want to, because it makes me uncomfortable. Now, I do have certain friends, Daryl being one of them, and my friend Dwayne from back home in Minnesota. Me and Dwayne, we used to play jokes all the time. One time, we went to bingo at an Eagles club, of all places. You know, an Eagles club is like a vets club, like a bar for veterans. So we were sitting in there. He was sitting, there's two old ladies sitting between us. And Dwayne was on one side, and I was on the other side of these two old ladies. We're drinking beer, playing bingo, and he yells the word bingo because he got bingo. And that was back in my younger years, but it's probably one of the only times that I've come close to using the word, the N-word. But I said, oh, this is bullshit. They let a colored person win bingo, and Dwayne knew exactly what I was doing. But those two old ladies, I swore to God, they both were going to have a fucking stroke. And Dwayne looked at me, and he says, why don't you just say the fucking word, Whitey? Just call me a nigga. Call me a nigga. And he said it loud, and the whole fucking place looked at us. And I looked at him, and I said, all right, how the fuck did they let a nigga win the goddamn bingo? And he's like, yeah, now you finally said it, motherfucker. You feel happy now? And the whole place was like, I mean, you could have dropped a pin and heard it. It was the most insane thing ever. And Dwayne looks at me and looks back and sees everybody looking at us. He goes, no, we just playing, man. We're just friends. I thought we were going to get arrested by the police I was going to get arrested. Those people were genuinely pissed. So when people think that white people are generally racist, I can assure you that, especially from the town I'm from, that is very strongly discouraged. And when I said that, I thought there was going to be a mob of people come over to, like, drag me out of that bar and beat the fuck out of me just for saying the N-word, even though it was my friend Dwayne, and he knew we'd already talked about it before going in there. So, but, yeah. This whole political correctness bullshit. Yo, go ahead.
Well, just like, you know, y'all don't use the N-word. I don't use the C-word, like Ritz, whatever the word after that. You know, and just like I had a friend of mine, he's Italian. There was a group of us, Italian, two brothers and a white dude. And Did we call each other racist name? Oh, yeah, we let it fly. But anybody outside our group? No, because you don't know us. And folks, you know, the thing is this. People have fun. You know, and I'm not just talking about, well, yeah, there's always going to be racist assholes. That's just how it is. But, folks, this racial division, I don't know about you, but I haven't seen it. Every place that I've been to, and there's places where I've been, I'm the only brother around, guess what? They talk to me. You know why? Because I don't walk around with a damn chip on my shoulder. There's times where I stop, they help out a white person, and they're like, oh. There's other times where it's vice versa. You know what? This world has plenty of good people. Unfortunately, we listen to the small percentage that the news media and our people in politics, they're giving them the loud microphone. You know what? Honestly, they need to be squashed, and they need to be put in the corner and say, you know, the rest of America need to look at them and say, you know what? We're united. We stand because here we're all Americans. You in the corner. Mm-hmm. Shut your mouth and be quiet.
But you know what's gonna what could happen and maybe gonna happen is somebody listening to this radio show that does not like what we preach about. They're gonna take an audio excerpt out of this, and they're gonna take that little excerpt of where I said what I said to my friend Dwayne. They're gonna take it all out of context, and they're gonna put that audio out for the world to hear and say, see. The disrespected trucker truly is a racist. That's what the media does, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they do to try to sway you away from certain people. They try to silence them by using part of a small percentage of what they really actually said out of context to throw you and steer you in the wrong direction, basically. And I'm telling you that because I know that we have a lot of haters, and I do especially, and I can guarantee you that will probably come out somewhere along the lines. Some of the other parts of our show has, by the way. And I don't even respond to it. But that's what America is now. It's full of lies and deception. And, by the way, the CIA was involved in murdering a sitting United States president. Anyway, we already went through 2 hours. What the fuck happened to that thing, Chris? You said
already?
The minutes were going by fast, but yeah. We're at an hour and 50 minutes almost.
Jeez.
Chris, I think, like, what'd you do, put the fast forward button on or what?
I'm hiding in my safe space at this point.
what is your safe place?
Oh my
Chris?
God!
And what do you have stocked in that safe place? Yeah, what do you got in there?
My safe space looks mysteriously similar to the sleeper of a truck.
Oh,
so you're in a jail cell without the bars.
It's you know, sometimes it's my mobile prison. Other times it's my mobile studio. It just kind of depends on the day and how I feel.
Let me ask a question. Since you're in your safe space, is that plastered with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris posters?
Ew.
No. I actually don't have any posters. I don't even have our flag up. I got to put our radio show flag back up.
Well, you took it down where you were. Oh, by the way, you're suspended in 10 minutes. I got to suspend you for 6 weeks from the radio show, just so you know. Not 6 weeks, six days. Sorry.
6 days. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Remember, I told you you have to go on suspension because you were arguing with a liberal on Facebook, and he knows that you're a co-host on the Disrespected Trucker radio show, and you may or may not have been saying things that are associated with the show, so therefore I have to put you on suspension for 6 days. But you're welcome to come back on next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central after you serve your six-day suspension.
I've been in Florida.
Oh, my God.
No storm that's going across the Midwest, so –
I know back up north is pretty much angry with me for having the audacity to be in Florida this week. So,
yeah, I think I used a couple choice words for you.
You know, one of my friends was complaining about the snow and the cold, and I sent him a screenshot of it being 70 degrees where I parked. And I said, yeah, it really cooled off after the sun went down. And he was just like, yeah, you're a dick, you know.
Hey, Brian wants to get on. Let's bring Brian on for the last 10 minutes of the show here. 1 second. Brian, I'm going to bring you on air. You're on air, Brian. How you doing tonight, brother?
Well, Chris is a dick. He didn't send me the picture. Chris is a dick.
Yeah, I called him a cocksucker earlier, too, just so you know.
Yeah. I'm up here in Pennsylvania, and I had to shut down because of the damn snowstorm. So, yeah, you're a dick, man. All right.
You didn't waste no time.
Join the team.
Next week when I create the show, Chris, I'm going to change your name to join your host, Jeremy Johnson, and my co-hosts, Dick Bikerson and Daryl Gibbs.
Not sure that my votes count for anything, but I think that's a good idea. Serves them right. Along with that 6-day suspension, right?
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie, Chris. It does have a ring to it, Dick Bikerson. It was like my old name on Facebook, my second account that I got on after I got booted off my first one. I named myself Dick Hurts.
I remembered that.
I was friend requesting all my old friends, and one of them texts me, goes, dude, did you change your fucking name to Dick Hurts? I said, yes, I did. I was trying to be incognito. Now, when I do get my create my third Facebook account, just so you guys know, if you get a friend request from Haywood, Haywood, and then...
I knew you would do that.
Yeah. You blow me? Yeah. Hey, would you blow me? That's me. Yeah, we're sick.
Good Lord.
That's one
might
have heard.
What do you know, Brian?
Back covered by the FCC.
Well, apparently I don't know much. I'm just a stupid truck driver, after all.
So are we.
Hey,
so.
I'll tell you what. It's a hell of a life, I guess.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, Mike, Chris talking about those safe spaces, do you have any coloring books in there?
Only one.
Uh-oh.
Only one. Well, make sure you color in between the lines, you know, like driving.
Jesus Christ.
You know.
What happened?
It's my clear safety kit, you know. I got one coloring book and some crayons, a bottle of whiskey, and some of those little white happy pills. And
you got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
The hell? Lord have mercy.
Well, you were.
This is what we do.
Headed, and all I'm saying is it seems like we're jumping in the hand basket. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, dude, I don't know where you are. I can smell the singed ribbons and bows and whatnot on the basket.
I just got a text. Apparently we do have a reaction of how tonight's show went. Hey, thank you to the one applause in the audience.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Yep, that's
Jeremy,
all we can do.
Are you
just
sure
look
that
at
was
it.
You sure that was applause for the show or applause for the name change for Dick Bikerson over there?
Oh, for Dick Vikerson. Yeah, Dick Vikerson. Chris, I challenge you to change your name on Facebook to Dick Vikerson.
I don't know. We got to make that, I don't know. We got to make that the result of, like, losing some sort of bet or something. I don't know.
You know, I tell you what, I can make a friendly bet with you gentlemen. And I don't know what that bet is going to be, but I will change my name on Twitter. I have a little over 15,000 followers on Twitter. I will change my name to, boy, what the hell will I change it to? For you to decide if I lose the bet. And whoever wants to be involved with this bet, and I don't know what this bet is going to be yet, whoever loses has to change their name to whatever we decide your name has to be changed on social media. And it doesn't have to. We can only do it. We can do it for a day, for a week, your name change. And we don't want to get it too graphic or too nasty where people that love you and, you know, like your mom and dad are going to be like, what's going on with you? Or do we need to call a psychiatrist? No, we just something funny. If you guys are willing to do that, I'm willing to change my name on Twitter. Yeah.
I
for
keep going
a certain bad. Amount of time.
I see this going in a bad direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm down.
Get the trash.
All right. Me and Chris, Brian, are you in?
You know what? The hell with it. I'll have to have my wife do it because I don't know how the hell to do that kind of stuff. But leave it to Chris over there. This is a terrible idea. I'm in.
Yes.
Yeah,
how about you, Daryl?
You know what?
Awesome. See, now
it's a trap. I'm the only brother. It's a trap. You know what? I'm in.
This is what I'm talking about. So we got four of us in here. That now what we have to do is have the audience come up with some kind of a challenge. I don't know what that challenge could be, but whoever loses that challenge has to change their name to whatever. Should we let the audience decide what we have to change our name to on social media as long as it's not too like graphic?
Oh, boy.
I think audience participation is a wonderful thing.
I'm going to regret saying this, but I think it's a good idea.
Okay with that, but I have to have foul language out of mine. I actually have people that think I'm respectable for some reason.
I've lost people's respect a long time ago, but that's all right. I don't give a shit. So here we go. Now we're on to something. I'll make a post on Twitter after the show that, hey, if you want to be involved in what we're about to do, you got to listen to the show and you got to participate. Your opinion. No.
Do we have a disclaimer for this?
No.
No small children or animals were harmed in the making of this terrible mistake.
We don't need those things.
Oh, my God.
But there were definitely hurt liberal feelings. I guarantee you that. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll figure that out here in the near future. But we're winding down the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, the number 58, our 58th episode, ladies and gentlemen. That's over. We've been on this for over a year. We love doing it. We enjoy bringing you some of the truthful information that we do, and we like to bullshit our way through some of the other stuff. And you know what? You just have to decide which we're telling you the truth on, and which stories we're, you know, just kind of bullshitting through. On that note, I just want to say goodbye to Brian before we say our final thoughts. We'll go over the 2 hours for just a second tonight. But, Brian, thanks for calling in tonight, brother. We always appreciate your call.
Yep, Brian.
All right. So Brian's a regular listener, friend of Chris's. He's a friend of ours now. I met him down at the People's Convoy. He's a real, really good dude. I like Brian. He's a just a cool, calm, collected dude. He's a good dude. Anyway, our final thoughts for the night. Why don't we lead it out with Daryl, you go ahead and give your final thoughts for the radio show, then we'll go to Chris, then we'll go to me, and then we'll just end this beautiful episode number 58 of the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show. So, Daryl, without further ado, give her hell.
Man, I'm so happy to be with you guys. You need to take advantage of this because, like I said, I'm very passionate about the United States.
I'm very passionate about people. One second. Sorry, I'm really, really sorry, Daryl, to interrupt you, but Kim wants to say something, and Kim never gets an opportunity to get on here, but she's on mic. Kim, what did you have to say?
Yeah, you guys never let me talk. You keep me in this little box or something. No, I'm just kidding. I'm out. I'm free. No, I'm just kidding. So first thing I wanted to touch on is you're all dicks because – last week, it was minus 42 degrees Fahrenheit where I live.
Ew.
Well, why are we dicks that you chose to live in cold weather?
Because you're all brave. maybe you're not dicks. You're pussies because you're bragging about how cold it is, and I'm sitting here going, what? Yeah, no, it was very, very cold, so... No, great show. Sorry I had to jump off there for a while. My son had phoned, and he never phones during my show with you guys. And I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? But it was all good. It was all good. But, yeah, no, great show tonight. And I'm disappointed because there was a few things I wanted to get over to you today, Jeremy, but I was running like crazy today as – Jeremy knows, I don't know if everyone else knows, I'm running the whole campaign for Chris Barber, who started the Freedom Convoy, Trucker Convoy up here in Canada, and selling his merch. I created his website and been managing his store, and that is taking up every ounce of my, what little free time I have. So I've been very busy with that. But there was a couple things with the government. So hopefully next week I can prepare a few things to bring to your attention how ridiculous and crazy things are up here, because it is getting crazier and crazier by the day.
No, and since you're on here, Kim, yet, this is how I met. Well, I didn't meet Kim through the Canadian convoys per se. It was indirectly. But I know that who she's involved with and what she's involved with. After I did my slow roll up to Pembina, North Dakota, in support of the Canadian Freedom Convoy, that's where I met Rooster, and Tamara Leach and numerous other convoyers up there. That's how I got involved, and that's why, you know, Kim is involved with us here because she's a freedom fighter like us, and we stick to we're loyal to our people. Let's just put it that way. And secondly, I want to remind everybody that we are on Spotify, and we are on Spotify because of Kim. Kim has worked diligently in the background to make sure that the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show is posted every single week now on Spotify. As I was talking to Chris last week, he was listening to our show last week after he had to drop off early. He went to Spotify to listen to it because it was easier for him to listen to it on Spotify because he could pause it, you know, if he had to go to a shipper or a receiver. So, Kim, I just want you to know, since you're on air, how much we appreciate the work that you do in the background and your involvement in the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show.
Oh, there's no need to thank me because you know darn well that I love getting as much as the truth and everything out there, and you know that about me, and it is absolutely my pleasure. And I know for the last couple months I've been a little bit absent with I've had my share of craziness going on around here, so the new year is coming soon, and hopefully I can take part a little bit more and bringing that is if they don't censor us and we all can't talk anymore, but whatever, we'll find a way. But I can hopefully fill in the blanks of what's going on up here, because there is some really crazy, crazy, crazy crap. Actually, I will send you stuff, or I'll talk to you after the show, Jeremy, because holy man, your head's going to explode.
Yeah, and I think maybe next week we'll talk about those things once, if you share them in our group text, the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, and then we're all up to date of what's really happening in Canada. People, I don't think people understand quite yet of what is really going on in Canada. They're on a fast track to communism, and it's happening right before our eyes. But anyway, Kim, thank you. Thank you for saying or joining, and thank you again for everything you do. And Daryl, go ahead and continue your final thought. We'll move over to Chris, and then we'll move over to me, and then we'll get this show off the air for the 58th time. So go ahead, Daryl.
Kim, you're freaking awesome. You know, we all are awesome on here. You know, I'm blessed to be on here with you guys, and people understand this. You know, I'm very, very passionate about the United States. I am an American. I love the United States. I want nothing but the best for all of us, no matter what color you are, what race you are, and people who want to be here and want to be proud Americans. But you know what? We got to speak up for Russian. We got to let y'all know what's going on, and those are just our sights. And at the same time, we like to have fun. So for all you people that are overly sensitive, guess what? Get over it. The rest of us, you know what? Let's continue to kick ass. I love America. America loves us. And I love the Disrespected Trucker, and I love my friends over here. So there you go. And great damn great show.
Appreciate you, Daryl. We do appreciate you being here. You just bring another voice, another aspect, another opinion and dialogue that we needed on the show. Me and Chris tend to agree on most things, so it's nice to and you do too, but it's nice to have that different opinion on the show. So Chris, without further ado, why don't you give it your last thoughts, and I'll make mine short tonight, and we'll get the hell out of here.
I'm Dick Bikerson, and I approve this message.
You got to look at it this way, okay? You just got to look at it. That's all you can do anymore.
Is that all you got, Dick?
That's all I got. You know what? Next week, I will tell the story of how I met Brian and why I have the nickname for him I have for him. We're going to ramp this thing up. I like this idea. It's a horrible idea, and I'm down with it. So let's roll with it.
I agree with that. It's going to cause some hurt feelings. But you know what? Fuck your feelings. I'm kidding. Anyway, guys, my final thoughts of this show, as is every show, I appreciate everybody's contribution. Whether you agree with me or disagree with me or disagree with us, that's okay. We do strongly believe in the First Amendment. What we don't believe in is the threats. What I said to President Joe Biden on his Twitter, even though I know it's not President Joe Biden because he's not capable of running his own Twitter account like Donald Trump was. But anyway, when I said, I hope you get explosive diarrhea and you can't make it to the bathroom, it was trying to be a funny statement because he obviously shit himself in front of the Pope, but that's near, yeah, it doesn't matter. But imagine a world where we live in where you say something, you know, was that borderline at best? I get banned for 12 hours for saying that. I wasn't threatening. They said I was harassing him. I've seen harassment, and a lot of that had been done to Donald Trump on his Twitter page. I've witnessed all of it. That was far from harassing. But, hey, again, it's not my platform. This pushing of an agenda, this narrative of pedophilia is normal, and the normalization of the pedophilia and the minor attracted persons, the fact that they have a name already called MAPS, That makes me sick to my stomach. That is the first step of normalizing something that should not be normalized. And lastly, every one of you that join in and listen to the show week after week after week, Amanda and Diane, they've been on our chat all night tonight. They have been following the Disrespected Trucker, me and Sean, when Sean was involved, and Tony, for a very long time. They've showed up at numerous events and are big supporters of the whole trucking advocacy. Even though I moved more toward the human rights side of advocacy as far as trying to keep families away from each other through a vaccine mandate, I'm against that. And I've stood numerous times at state capital of Minnesota and a slow roll up to Pembina, North Dakota, to fight against that. And I speak out against it pretty much daily. We have a lot of loyal followers and friends, and I don't even want to call them followers and friends. I like to call them family, because any people that I'm associated with that I know support what we do, they know that at any given moment, if they needed me and I was able to help them, I would. And I know that goes for Chris and Daryl and everybody involved in the show. We are family. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So on that note, we try to bring you the truth every single week through what we know and through different media sources. And again, I want to put this out there. You don't have to believe what we tell you. We want you to take what we tell you and go research it for yourself so you can form your own opinion and learn to think for yourself rather than listening to your media, mainstream media, and saying, hey, well, they told me this. No, you can tell them that we told you this, but we want you to go research it for yourself and come up with your own conclusion. It's called thinking for yourself, and that's what we strongly encourage. We're just three guys and our friend Kim from Canada on here that share information all week long and talk about what we're going to talk about on our radio show. We don't talk about what our feelings are on the subject. We don't really share our opinions in private chat. We just say, we need to talk about that. And then when we get live on air and uncensored, then we share our opinions on the matter. Because I don't want to know what Chris thinks about it, per se. I don't want to know what Daryl thinks about it or Kim thinks about it. I want them to share their live emotions on air so I can feed off of that or get a little upset or disagree with it, even though we don't disagree much. It's good to hear people's raw emotions and raw opinions. Again, research what we tell you. You don't have to believe what we tell you. Just research it for yourself. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate each and every one of you that join us consistently and listen to our show and support what we try to do. I hope you all have a blessed day. And I believe we will be with you next Thursday night. It's right before Christmas, but we'll do it. You guys all have a great night, and God bless. See you next Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central.
God bless all of y'all.
About last night, so you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, get off of my back. You might get cold cock if you cross my path. This is a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running